Give the Quran Dav Masech the Shabbos Dav Ayin Hey. We begin on the base. We begin with the Masel. It begins the words of the Gemara. In Ibud Ba'eichon, there's no halach of tanning regarding food items. Taisha proves, however, it is forbidden to salt foods on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because as Taisha says, Ein lahat mikan malichas Eichon. Although the halacha does follow like Rava that holds in Ibud Ba'eichon, there's no tanning by food items. One cannot permit from here to salt the food items because the Asher Medrash Banu Malicha, because Malicha salting is rabbinically forbidden, as the Gemara brings with Perek Shemana Shratzim later on, the Kav Ches and Mabez, that you're not allowed to make a lot of salt water on Shabbos because that's the norm how to go ahead and be Ma'abed Eichel with them. And so it's Taisa, Fafil B'Yom Tavas, even Yom Tav is forbidden, as the Gemara brings with Perek Kamed Debe on the Yod Alam and Alf, where the Gemara says over the Yinala salt meat for the pot in Yom Tav, and therefore, again, although biblically, yes, we rule in Yibud Ba'eichel, but rabbinically it's still forbidden. Next, there's the master against the words of the Gemara. Hashav bein amud mishabes chayiv. If someone goes and smooths between the pillars on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. Which Taisa comes to explain exactly what is this case of shav bein amud. Taisa brings a pirush racher. Bein Chanan explains the shav ha'or. It's talking about that you're smoothing out the leather al ha'amud on the pillar kedei lachlikit, to smooth it out. Because that's how the leather tanners, that's how they do it. The shoemakers, when they want to smooth it out, the leather. So it sounds like a neshami, and that's the halacha that we're saying yichayiv for mamachik. But Rashi explains a different case. Shashav karkoy shabin amudi chaloin. It's talking about that he smooths out the ground between the pillars by the windows. Which Taisa says, well, in here, that does not seem to be a correct interpretation, because if you're doing it in the house, that's bain. If you're doing it in the field, that's chayrish. So Taisa brought two interpretations according to Rabbeinu Chanan. It's smoothing out the leather on the pillar to smooth it out. And according to Rashi, it's smoothing out the ground that's between the pillars. Continuing next days, the master begins with the words of the Gemara. Vamasasis asa evan v'chulu. If someone goes and chisels the stone, etc., chayv mishum makav patish, is chayv for finishing it off, which is makav patish. Taisa explains, what's this masasis? So Rashi explains that it's when you smooth out the stone that was quarried. And that Taisa is bothered by that interpretation, because if that's the case, so he should be chayv for machatech, for cutting to certain dimensions, mamachik, for smoothing out. So therefore Taisa says, not liable for cutting and smoothing it out, because the Myrish Kvar Himarabas Musakan, it's already squared out, it's already fixed. Elishamiyapa is just beautifying it, which is Vaisabasir Tutin Bayipu, he's making some certain engravings and beautifying it. Kancha Isan Aksha Masasaban, like those who quarry the stones that they do like this too, which is from the Rivach and Riva, and therefore Tais explains that Masasis is actually beautifying the stone through these carvings, and therefore there's no mamachi, there's no machatech, it's only going to be this halacha of makabapatish. So I'm just finishing it off. The next says the master begins the words of the Gemara, Hari Elu. When it says Hari Elu in the Mishnah, these are is Lafukim and Rabbi Eliezer, excluded from Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayva Tolada Makam Av, that he says Yechayv for a Tolada also with the Av. Which Tosfos explains, why don't we prove this from the first part of the Mishnah, that obviously we don't like Rabbi Eliezer, which is that the Gemara is trying to show from Hari Elu, oh, these exclusionary terminology, only these 39, and not, let's say, more, which are the Toladas. But that taste is bothered. He says, "Vim tem, if you're going to say Mireisha Shemin Allah." But anyway, we know this right from the Reisha of the Mishnah, because it's not the Mishnah taught how Eisa Malachas Harbe Ein Malacha Achas. It says we do many Malachas that are all from the same type of Malacha in the Chayv Alachas and Chayv One. So that's including the Tlad in the Mokum Av. So it says Yeshem Farshim. That those who want to explain, no. The Havimina, you would have thought to say Me'ein Malacha Achas when it's from one type of Malacha. I understand Tlad is Ma'avechem. That's if you do two Tlads from one Av, then you're going to Chayv One. But the Av with its own Telod, you would be Chayv for two. Kamash Melech was saying that no, these Hare Elu, only these, not more, which even it's excluding even the Telod, but welcome the Av. Next, the Master begins the words of Gemara, Chaser Achas, that's 40 minus 1, which is 39, saying specifically 39. Lafukim Rebbe Yehuda, it's coming to exclude from the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. So it's going to explain that why don't you learn out from the number of the Reisha to exclude from Rebbe Yehuda? Because, as Taisa says, Tame, it's a wonder. The Reisha Shemin Law. We already know this from the number where we started in the beginning of the Mishnah 39. So why don't you know from there takes good from Rabbi Yehuda who adds on another two? Now, Taisa's forewarns what you would think to answer. He says, but luckily, maybe Tana Bishayir, and you can't say, oh, maybe we would have said that the number wasn't specific and we left over some, because the Elu Tana. No, it says Elu that it's specific. So obviously, we know that the number 39 was specific. Umiyu, however, says Taisus, what you should not ask is, what do you mean? Dame Elu de Reishish, I mean, Lafugim and Rabbi Eliezer. What do you mean? Forget Rabbi Yehuda, the previous halacha that the Gemara said. From Elu and the Reishish, should not exclude from Eliezer. That says Taisus, no, because the Eklam, maybe you could say, the Nakam Reisha Elu Avis, when it said in the Reisha, these are the Avis Malachis, Mishim de Koya de Gitan La'el. It's just going back on what it said before, that Chayva called Av Malacha, that you can be Chayva in every single Av Malacha. That's what it's going back on, but it's not going to be as Emir, it's just coming to qualify. But what difficult is this that we're coming lafukar Rabbi Yehuda, that for sure you could be memayed from the Reisha, so why did the Tan have to go ahead and repeat it at the end? And that's like the Gemara saying where we know it from, specifically from the Sefer. So what you could say is because the minyan of the Reisha loisha min lafukar Rabbi Yehuda. No, from the number 39 the Reisha, we would not have known to exclude from Yehuda. Because you could say that in the Mishnah we only said the distinguished types of malachas, which are only 39. And that's what we mean when we say 39. Of a shayver and medactic, the two malachas that Rabbi Yehuda includes, avag of the malachas, and we could say no, maybe they are malachas. But lo katanu lo mishum de'in mevararos kolkach. We just don't mention them because they're not so specific and they're not so verified. But maybe that we would say that it is. Therefore, you need to exclude it from the sefer which says the memchas or achas a second time. As such, it says ukhai gav mishan perikamik kedushin. The Gemara in kedushin up to Zayin Beis gives such an answer. Gav elu manikin lahem. The Gemara's bit is discussing regarding that there are certain, these are the ones that you have to give Hanukkah when you let the slave go free, certain gifts. That although it says Elu over there, the Tana, but there are certain things the Tana does not say. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why didn't you say also the Amar Vriya that went out when the father died, Manikala? And you can't say Tana Vashai because it says Elu. The Gemara says, no, because Davashiyash like Kitzvah Ketani. Maybe only things that have a set amount that they did say. Davashiyash like Kitzvah Ketani, things that don't have a set amount. Like the father dying, it's not a set amount like years that we didn't say. So you see that even though it said Elu, but still there are certain things that the Tana didn't write. Also over here that we could say that there, although the Reisha says Elu, we would still say there's certain malachas that were not written, and then we needed the miut of the seifa of memchas or achas to exclude from the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos explained that from this it's in the Reisha of his malachas or memchas or achas. You cannot learn out that we disagreed with Yehuda that he says yuchayv even b'shevet medaktik, because again there we could have thought to say that the Tana was only saying the malachas chashuvas, but shevet medaktik, even though they are of the malachas, it didn't count them. Therefore we needed the number of the 30 from the Sefer to exclude the cases of Rabbi Yehuda. Next is the Master begins words of the Gemara Lafuke Atzei Asherit to exclude from the woods of the Asherit tree. Tosfos explains that the Tana obviously holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one is chayiv for carrying out Misham Shebe Dezar. That is, the Mishnah said, you're not chayiv on Itzah for things that are not normally stored away. So one man of the Gemara says that's coming to exclude Atzei Asherit since it's Asur B'Hanah and you're in the midst of getting rid of it. Obviously, people not storing it away. Therefore, if you carry on Shabbos, you're gonna be potter. Taisa says that's like Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Perek Rabbi Akiva later on the Tzadik Manav that he says Ava Maitzi Misham Shabbos Dezar Kol Shulchayim. That also someone who carries out things that are parts of idolatry, even the Manu Demad Yigin Michayev, because actually, interestingly, is because since there's a mitzvah of getting rid of it, so therefore one holds on to it so he could go ahead and burn it. Rather, El Ketana Kama Tepalagala, obviously the Tanakh Mishnah, the way that Mandam is explaining it, is going like the Tanakh Kama disagrees with him and holds one is not chayav on that and came Pesh Bekuntras Asim, so the Rashi B'Di explains that this Mandam is going like that Tanakh Kama. Now, but for Kosh L'Rashba, Rashba is bothered, how the Kama Hacha, this is the Gemara saying over here, that Mandam Adam Nida, the one who holds that if you're Putter on the Dam Nida, Koshkin Atzei Asherah, for sure you putter on the Atzei Asherah, where that's for sure less need because it's not even, it's something that's even also about Noah. On that, to the contrary, so it says, Manali, where does he get this from? Dilma Sovak Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that Amanda Maholta Rabbi Yehuda. To the contrary, like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, where you put it away for Sreifa purposes. And only by Dam Nida you putter because that you don't keep because you don't give it to the cat. So Taisus is bothered by that question where it's not clear why the Gemara knew for sure that a kolshke and atzei asher. Taisus brought from Rashi that the Tana of a Mishnah that holds that if you take atzei asher you're going to be potter is obviously not like Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are chayv. And the Rashi had a question that this that the Gemara is saying that the one who excludes dam nida for sure would exclude misham shebe dezara, which is sura nah. No, to the contrary, you could say nida potter because you don't store it away. Atzei asher you could say like Rabbi Yehuda that you do store it away to burn it. And Taisus does not answer that question. Begins the words of the Gemara, Hadu like Reb Shimon. This is not like Reb Shimon. Tosfos comes to explain that if a wealthy person that carries out something which is normal for a pauper to store away, that he'd be chayiv on that. Now, as Rabbi Yisbech Hanina said that the Tana of Mishnah that says that the shir of Itzah is regarding what normal people usually store away, and that everyone's gonna be chayiv, is not like Reb Shimon, who holds that a person's only chayiv for the shir that's chasha for him. And all these shirim that are said in the Mishnais are only for people that it's considered chasha for them, but for people that's not, then you're actually not going to be chayiv, which appears Bukunjas Rashi explains. Ha did not call out chasha b'chul, this is what we learned in the Mishnah, that whatever is fit to be stored away, and it's this type of quantity that's normally stored away. What that means to say is, Shereiv b'nei adam asturim latznik, that most people usually store away in that type of quantity. Then Chayv kol adam al tse'as, and the Rashi explained that what the Gemara is coming to say is that every single person would be liable for carrying it out. I feel like the Masha, even the wealthy person, like where that share is not really chash of him. Still, the time the Mishnah is saying that he's Michael in that. Now, says Taisis, Mashmid Vav. So it sounds like from his words, the loy mechayiv Reb Shimon, and we're saying the town of Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, that because Reb Shimon will hold that you're not going to be chayiv, el bistam b'ni adam shirgin latznir. Only regular people that normally would store it with that type and that measurement. Because that measurement is distinguished for them. And even though he didn't conceal it himself, but now that he's carrying it out, since it's normal to store it away like that, so therefore, even now, he's going to be chayv. Now, l'kamen pirush, but later on, actually, Rashi explains in a different way. He says, l'nem reshirim b'shabim mishnah, it says that the measurements in the Mishnah were not said, only for someone himself that he stored this thing itself. And then the person who stored away, he went and he took it out. Mashma says this, it sounds like dafka batznia chayv. Only for the one who stored away, he's going to be chayv. In other words, he's only chayv if he himself put it away for whatever purpose it is, and now he's carrying it out. That's what we say, that since he stored it, so he showed that it's chasha for him, and then it's going to be chayv when he carries it out. But what's normal in the world, that's not a reason to be chayv, even by a person that's not wealthy. So that's Teis Vemri, so the Reis says, the Esh Liyasha Perusha, you could resolve Rashi's interpretation, that demaz, you could tend to have a bayin vaman alv, shematzuch lekamon hatznam. This that Rashi, later on that Gemara, that he requires that, no, the person who's carrying it out had to have stored away himself first, hainu la'adam asher. That's for a wealthy person, shein darker latznia, where it's not normal for him to store it away. Such a type of person, not going to be chayv, unless he went and stored it away first, and he showed that's significant for him. But a regular person, even though he didn't store it away, since most people do, so therefore, you're going to be chayv in that type of measurement. Now, umikamakam, however, although the truth is that a wealthy person that stores it away is going to be chayv, but still, pirish milsud Reb Shimon, tzarech lefarish kamesha pirish kam. The interpretation of Reb Shimon's opinion, you have to say that Reb Rashi says over here, that we go based on the majority of people, and even though he didn't store it away, and that we're not talking about a wealthy person. Because the imay b'metznin le'isadavar atzmesh meforish b'mishnah, because if you're going to think to say that we're talking about specifically that he concealed that thing which is, the Mishnah talks about, which all these Mishnahis talk about specifically going into the next parak, things that are specific to it, k'mesh pirish hasam, you're going to say the way Rashi says over there, there's talking about where the person hid it away before he took it out, those things. So Mekain, if that's the case, then kul ava matzal mem kosher, then all the Mishnayas, all the liquids, could just say that the shear is a minute amount, b'chdei shtifas kilur, so that you could use it for an eye ointment, where that's even a small amount. In other words, what's difficult is, and why does the Tana go and make all the French different type of measurements for liquids? At wine is meziga sakais, milk is kadei gmiya. What do you mean? If you're talking about that he had thought about it and he stored away first himself, so it could be even a minute amount because he wants it for the kilo and that gives it a significance. And they should have said all liquids are even a minute amount like that of Shiva's kilo. Kedinan, the perakam atzni, like the Gemara tells later on, in Tzadik Mabez, the lerfuah bakolshu, for healing purposes, even a minute amount gives it a significance. And va'asik Reb Shimon, and those Mishnayas would be like Reb Shimon. From the fact that the Gemara does not say over there, hadu like Reb Shimon, that these Mishnayas are not like Reb Shimon, keichad the kamar. Like the Gemara says on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah there says that even if one person goes and hides it away to use it, so someone else is not going to be chayiv, only if he took out the measurement, that it says over there, hold the Reb Shimon Laza. That's not like Reb Shimon Laza, because Reb Shimon Laza holds that if it's fit for one person, he puts it away, and someone else takes it out, he's going to be chayiv, and it becomes liable in the other person's machshava. So since the Mishnah doesn't say in those cases not like Reb Shimon, obviously Reb Shimon agrees that if you conceal it for a four or something else, the measurement would be a minute amount. Umahasim nami yishla dakting. It says taste actually from there one could actually be medayik that the Reb Shimon called Reb Shimon stam b'nei adam shemigin latznir, the regular people that usually do store it away with that measurement, mechayve, they can be liable in that shear that's written in the Mishnah afilu lo hitznir, even if he didn't put it away. It's only a wealthy person that's not normal for him to put it away. He's not going to be chayv unless he goes and he puts it away. Mediktani, from the fact that it says over there, Metznil is there, if he's putting it away to be as a seed or for a sample or for food, whatever it is michayev. V'chol odem eichayev nolav el kishuri. And every single person is not going to be chayev unless it has the regular measurement. Mashmet sounds like, b'loy hatzna. Without, it sounds like from the fact that he's saying it's without putting it away. And that's why we're saying that, but every single person, that's the shear, but every single person, as he puts it away. And we're saying that's like Reb Shimon, like we said from the fact that he didn't say it's not like Reb Shimon. So therefore we know that that's also the truth according to Reb Shimon. Now, says Taisis, ve'en lafarsh, don't explain that the Mishnah is talking about specifically by other people. Because by a wealthy person, she'in darker lets niyoy, that's not normal for them to hide away. Lo mechayv le b'shem, afilu betz niyoy b'shem holdi nachayv, even when you store it away. Because the Amar b'mer mitzvah yain says later on of Ayin Chesem et Alf, that all the shirim that says regarding the taking out of blood and all other types of liquids, so the Gemara says, b'med, when do we say this b'mitzi? When he takes it out, meaning he did not consider significant for other things. So these are the shirim that Chazal have assumed that a regular person would consider significant. Now, avabimatsniya, but if let's say someone stored it away, so then kosher, even the minute amount, is going to be considered chashev to be chayev. Shimon, I mean, he says, b'medvam, when we say this, b'metsniya, v'chul, he says, no, we only said this. All the shurim are the small, the minimum, only for someone that conceals it. But if it didn't conceal it, then it's only going to be with the revias, v'chul, etc. When Mepharash and the Gemara explains that this, that they said that we only said this only b'metsniya, according to Shimon, but by maitzi, well, what does that mean? Matzniya is also only because of maitzi. What's the b'medvam of maitzi? But Matzniya is a kosher. It sounds like that you can be chayiv for just the hiding away. So the Gemara says no. Matzniya de rabbanan. What it means to say is that the storing for the rabbanan, which is betamich amalei b'chulu. We have a student that his rebbe told him go and clear place for the suit. Then he goes and clears it away. And if he carries out something that's significant for them, always michayiv. But if it's davish in a chashal akol, it's not something that's considered distinguished for all. So then it depends. If his rebbe went and stored it, so in yes, then he's gonna be chayv with that haitza because his rebbe made it significant. Eloi, but if the rebbe didn't do it, then loy, he's not gonna be chayv. So you see that even something that's not the norm for the world to store it, but if his rebbe stored away, his student's gonna be chayv. That seems to be the same thing of according to Reb Shimon. In other words, that when Reb Shimon says that all these shirim were only said lematzni ehen, is talking about those that the Tanakhama had said that they stored away. In other words, when you literally store it, that is where the Chacham is saying mechayvim mekoshu. That is where Reb Shimon says that these are the shirim in the Mishnah are said on those who stored away. So, which obviously includes a wealthy person that also stores it away. The Talya Milsa Baisa Shetzni, where it depends on the one who's storing away. Hayin Basha, that's the wealthy person. If he stores it away, even if normal wealthy people don't, but he will be chayv. Now Taisa ends up by saying, but Kashla Rajba. Rajba finds difficulty. Because the Mahaitam of the Kamahach, from this reason, that we're saying over here, must need like Reb Shimon. Why are we saying it's not like Reb Shimon? The Masneet and the stomach are the chayv, because the Mishnah just says, just unspecified, you can be chayv, where it just says, Kala Kashla Sneh chayv on it. So that's mashma, like as Rashi explains. All types of people are going to be chayiv. Even like wealthy people, that's not considered chashiv for them. Obviously, it's not like Reb Shimon that holds that you're not chayiv by usher only if he went and he concealed it away. But that is the Rashi. Mahaytam and Nami have a little meima, but he the perikam etzniya. For that same reason, the Gemara should have said in that Mishnah perikam etzniya, the Havdil like Reb Shimon should have said that's also not like Reb Shimon, because it says over there, Chol Adam in chayiv nolav el kishiyure. Sounds like that even the wealthy person doesn't conceal it away is chayiv in this minimum share. But according to Reb Shimon, not chayiv. Only the one who actually stores it away. So it says, maybe what you could say is the hacha denokit lefrushi. Here in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah went to specifics to explain kol hakasha, letznia, and so on, savla lefrushi tvei, it should have been more specific. And if the Tana Helik Reb Shimon should have gone the distance and differentiate between a wealthy person or a poor person, that wealthy person is not chayim unless he went and he stored away like Reb Shimon. And therefore, since it didn't, so we're saying it's not like Reb Shimon. But over there, we're just said in passing, in Chayim Alav Kishirai, so the town is not going to be so marv, so maybe even if he held like Reb Shimon, and to say that the usher is not going to be Chayim unless he concealed it away, he wasn't just being lengthy, and therefore we didn't necessarily say that that mission is not like Reb Shimon. So, Taisa's bro from Rashi over here, that this is what we say, that whatever is kosher latznia, it's not that the person himself has to go out and hide it before he takes it out. Rather, if that's the norm for most people, so then the one who carries out is going to be chayv, even the wealthy person that doesn't normally do that is going to be chayv. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Ah, that's not like Reb Shimon, because he holds it only specifically the one that normally conceals it, he's mechayim such a shear, even if he didn't hide it beforehand. But the wealthy person who's not too numb to do that, he's not going to be chayim. Now the problem is, Rashi later on explains in the opinion of Reb Shimon, that even a person, that a general person is not chayim in oitzah in this shear, unless he went and hid it first, and it's not enough to be the norm for most people. So the Re explains that no, Rashi's intention over there is not coming to disagree with what he says over here. Rather, he's coming to say the wealthy person is also going to be chayv if he himself had concealed it beforehand. But you're right, a regular person would be chayv even if he didn't conceal it beforehand. And this proves that the interpretation, explanation of Rabbi Shimon is like Rashi explains over here, because if not, and rather you have to hide it first yourself first, so then why are all these chilukim in the Mishnayos regarding the shiuri haitzah and the mashkin, if it's something that you hid it beforehand, so it could be even minute amounts, like shifas kilo. Obviously, it's talking about where he didn't hide it first, and it's just what the norm is. This test proves that you cannot explain that a wealthy person not going to be chayv according to Reb Shimon, even if he hid it first, because obviously in the Gemara over there, that if the Rebbe hides it, even the student doesn't, he's going to be chayv, because it all depends on the matzniyah and being makshavit, and that you would be chayv. This test writes that don't ask why later on by matzniyah, the Gemara doesn't say, I live matzniyah like Reb Shimon, like it says over here, because it doesn't differentiate between the usher and the ani. Is our mission that it goes into differentiations of details. It should have made the differentiation. Over there, not, and therefore, the Gemara doesn't ask, and it could be it's even like Rav Shimon.